Guys, welcome to Mumversations.
Welcome.
The first ever episode.
Mum podcast.
Yes, the real mum introduction.
No filter, nothing. Just raw
mum bullshit.
Mum bullshit. Literally mum bullshit.
Exactly.
Which there's not enough of.
No way.
And that's why we thought this would be a great idea.
Yeah. It's relatable. It's raw.
Yeah.
I think our vision behind, well, Mumversations, I'm sure you can all guess, we have conversations, we've just put mum in front of it.
Yeah.
Because it's all about the mum life.
Yeah.
But this is for anyone, really, who is...
Even dads to, like, listen into. This is not just for mums, but, like, grandparents, anyone.
Anyone that is just like, you know what, I just want to feel seen, heard, relate to something, laugh a little bit, and actually kind of feel like...
It's not just
relatable.
Me.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not only me that's going through this or feeling this way.
100%.
Because we luckily fell pregnant not so far behind each other, right?
No.
So I've got a little one called Nelly. She's 18 months old. Sophia's got Lila. How old is Lila now?
16 months.
16 months.
Where did the time go?
I know. But I just feel like we were so grateful that we had each other to be like...
Oh, my God.
This is happening, but also a friend that is quite honest back.
Yeah, 100%. Like, I wouldn't have... I genuinely don't think I would have been able to do pregnancy without you. Like, I feel like I was in... Honestly, like, when I found out, I just... That is a funny story. I feel like we need to tell the listeners.
Yeah, we need to tell this story.
Funny story. So, I basically... By the way, just so you know, this is Lily.
Oh, yeah. My God, I'm just leaving you guessing. I'm Lily.
Yeah, and I'm Sophia. I am 27. You're going to forget.
I always forget. So I'm 29. I'm 30 in January.
The big 3-0, girl.
The big
3-0.
We
love it.
I know.
Yeah, so basically, in other words, we're getting old. So the funny story, going back to, like, pregnancy. So you had found out you were pregnant, which you might want to tell everyone.
Disaster, by the way, because... I was literally meant to be getting married, well, we did get married, in the September.
Are you sure?
And I found out in the April.
Yeah.
I'd already found my wedding dress, by the way.
Yeah.
And I chose the perfect one. It was fitting like a glove. And I found out I was pregnant, and I was, like, ecstatic, because me and Scott were a bit worried for a little while that we weren't going to be able to conceive.
Yeah.
We had a lot of issues that we can go into in a different episode.
Yeah.
Found out I was pregnant. I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. And then I was like, my dress.
I know.
My dress.
And it's amazing.
And those hormones in, like, early pregnancy. Literally, I was crying, wasn't I?
Yeah.
And I said, what did I say to you? It was sat on the sofa.
You were literally sat on the sofa. And I know, I literally know Lily too well when she does this. And she just went, by the way, I've got something to tell you. And I was thinking, oh no, what is happening? Like, you're going to tell me, I don't know, something, Scott's broke his leg or something like that. Something just stupid.
Something's not, yeah.
And you just sat in the back of, like, the corner of the sofa and you just went, I'm pregnant. And then I was like, come again? What?
Sorry.
Like, are you sure?
Yeah.
And you just cried. And all you said to me was, I literally have got a dress and I'm meant to be getting married in September.
I know.
I was like, it's fine. I was like, this is a great thing.
I know.
This is a great thing. At the end of the day, especially with, and whoever's listening to this that has struggled with fertility problems, and I've seen it firsthandly in my other half side of the family as well, it's a long journey. And I just think if you fall, you fall. Like, there's never a right time.
No.
It's an absolute blessing. And wait, it was so fun.
So
like,
fun.
You were, now you can say to Nelly, you were in mummy's belly when
on
we were
my
at
wedding
the wedding. Day. And Lila was in mine too, which
yeah.
is crazy. We were, like, literally living it up. They're just in our stomachs.
I never forget my wedding day. Everyone was drunk. I had to put Scott to bed, by the way. Mm-hmm. Put him to bed, and I was like,
huh. Oh, I'm 23. Were you 23 weeks?
I was 23 weeks on my wedding day.
Yeah, and for anyone, I know I just kept saying to you, because you were like, oh, I'm going to look awful, and I kept saying to you, just think that when us women, and I'm sure we all know this, when you're in photos and you're like, oh, I'm really bloated, or I'm on that time of the month. I was like, you don't even need to worry about it because you're a pregnant belly.
You're pregnant. I'm
like,
pregnant.
Unreal. You just looked beautiful.
I just look at my wedding photos now and go, I was pregnant.
So cute. Exactly.
I was pregnant.
Exactly.
But then, so this was the May, and then you literally fell.
So you told me in the April, because you had Nelly in January, right?
Yeah.
So then I had gone to Dubai in the June.
Yes.
And I'd been, so Lily and Scott got engaged the year before in February in Mexico.
Yeah.
Then I got engaged and you were in on it, bitch.
Yeah.
In Dubai. And then literally the following year, around the same time that you got engaged pretty much, you pretty much fell pregnant.
Yeah.
And then I went to June exactly the same time as I did the year before. And me and Deck were like sold on moving there. Remember, I was like, we're going to move here. Like, we need to do it.
Yeah.
So I got back and I was like doing all the stuff to get it prepared.
Sorting your house.
Sorting my house, get rented out. And I literally like remember, I was like, I was on my period like the start of that holiday and I was thinking, for fuck's sake, like this is not ideal. And then I remember I was around yours and I feel like you just had this weird pregnancy like intuition.
I knew.
You did. And I didn't. Like, I was so like
nah.
There's no way. And I remember, like, I don't know if anyone else had these symptoms, but me and Lily seemed to be the gassiest people.
Where were we? Oh, my gosh. We were in my clinic. No, so that night, you did a test.
At yours, and you were convinced.
I was like, I can see a line. Scott was like,
you're getting line eyes.
You're getting line eyes.
on the little pink strip test, and everybody knows those pink. And then, you know, we were going on TikTok, and we were like, seeing how people do their journey of the pink test.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, there's no way. And
you were
like, no, I promise you, I can see a line. I was like, nah. And then we left it, and I remember you messaged me saying Scott might be right. Like, I genuinely might just be seeing lines. And then the next day, Lily is an aesthetics nurse.
Yeah.
The best in the game, by the way. FYI. And I went to the clinic to do some filming for you, didn't I?
Yeah.
And I couldn't stop burping.
She was burping. I was like, this poor guy that's filming, this man, like, she's burping 24/7. Remember?
I just didn't care.
And then he filmed, and then we were like, right, we need to go and do a pregnancy test. And we did it. You did it in the toilet in my clinic.
But the funniest thing was, I could see the look on your face. You were like, this guy needs to fuck off.
He needs to go.
Like, I need to get my friend in the bathroom.
He was talking and talking and talking. And I was like, you need to go.
You were like, come on, hurry the fuck up. Just
because you brought a pregnancy test with you. I told you, didn't I? I was like, bring one with you.
Because I still am like convinced I can see a line, even though Scott's saying I've got line eyes.
Yeah.
And then the thing that I literally like die about the most is, we did all that filming and the guy did not switch the microphone on.
I know.
So then he was like, we're going to have to do it again. And I think you were thinking, oh my God, like just leave.
You did the test. It was positive. We got in the car and started driving to Scottsdale's.
Oh, yeah.
And he rang and he was like, Lily, I'm really sorry, but we've done all that filming and I didn't turn the microphone on. And I was like, he said, can I come back?
And you were like, no.
No. Any other day, I would have come back, but Sophia's found out she's pregnant. We obviously didn't tell him that.
Yeah, honestly, when I was in the toilet and that line showed up, and by the way, guys, it's unbelievable what like 9 hours of difference makes,
because
it was clear as day.
Yeah.
And I was like, no. And no, I did not give. I actually look back now and I think that was pretty shit from me. But I did not give Deck a lovely, like, oh, look.
Neither did I.
It was not a pregnancy test.
No, you rang him.
I'm pregnant.
And he went, what about Dubai?
That was literally like, what? But
can you remember? We were in Scottsdale. Love Scottsdale's, by the way, but it's, you know, the place for grannies to go for their lunch.
Grey pound.
Yeah. So we were in there and I'm like needing a jacket potato because I fully know I'm pregnant and I'm starving. And I'm like, Sophia, do you want any food? And you were like, no.
I think in I sat
shock.
There in like pure
You just had water.
Shock. Yeah. I was watching you eating a... Did you have a jacket potato?
Tuna jacket potato.
Yeah, tuna.
Surrounded
Love
by the grannies.
Details.
Like, oh.
And you're just there. Like, I feel like inside you were absolutely pissing yourself.
I knew it.
But how? Like, and also...
It's the burping. And I said that to my other friend, Maddie, when she was pregnant. We went on a walk and she was like belching. And I was like, you're pregnant. She did a test, pregnant.
Pregnant. It's like, but then we're quite burpy anyway, which is why I was a bit like, I don't fully kind of believe this right now. And I don't think, I swear, I was almost like, what's the word when you kind of like just want to block it out? Like, you're a bit ignorant? Is that the word? Like, ignorance is bliss. Like, I just sort of thought, meh, no, absolutely not.
I was like, thank God.
I've got someone to get fat with.
Yes. A friend that is also pregnant, thank God.
Yeah.
Because it is a thank God moment. Because I think to do that on your own is lonely.
Unbelievable. It is. It's so lonely. It's so, it, like, nobody prepares you for how tough it is. And our pregnancies, in terms of, like, symptoms and things, were so different. But telling the listeners, I was basically sick the entirety of my pregnancy, like full 9 months, couldn't keep anything down.
No.
Thank you, Lila.
I was sick the first 12 weeks only with like me, and Scott's like devastated. He's a big gym guy, loves a bit of protein. And was like, no way, you can't go off me.
That.
But then I was fine after 12 weeks.
Yeah. Wasn't Although sick. Your listeria was a fun situation.
Did get ill with listeria, but that's, we can speak about that in a
Basically,
bit.
Basically, guys, don't go on holiday and eat salad.
Yeah. So I literally was trying to fit into my wedding dress because we got married in Ibiza. So everyone was there, you know, a couple of days before the wedding, stuffing their faces, waffles, pancakes, fry up. I'm sat with my yogurt. And at lunchtime, I've got my salad.
Rabbit food.
Trying to fit into my dress. And it was the salad that gave me listeria.
Yeah, which is unreal. And like for anyone out there, listeria is not the most well-known thing that happens in pregnancy, is it? It's something that...
Not that that women and mothers pick up. My mum says to me, I'm a hypochondriac and I ring the doctor for everything. Maybe that's true. But the consultant literally said to me in the hospital, genuinely, and it's a big teaching hospital that I went to. It's a really good hospital in Cambridge. She was like, I've never seen this. I've never treated someone with listeria. Usually what happens is the mum will miscarry or unfortunately the baby will be born stillborn.
Which is like
so you either go into preterm labour or stillborn, but because I was so like something isn't right.
Yeah.
And by the way, background: I'm a nurse, and I literally remember the midwife coming in. Oh my god, she came in and she was like, didn't introduce herself, by the way. She came in and went, because of where you've been, we're gonna have to test you for HIV and hepatitis. And I was like,
what do you think? I've just been doing drugs on holiday.
Yeah, I went to get married. And I've never touched a drug in my life, by the way.
No.
And I'm a nurse, a neonatal nurse, by the way, and I've looked after babies that have been withdrawing from drugs. I've been to Ibiza to get married. They literally were like taking me as a, you're on a come down from holiday.
It's unreal.
No, I've got listeria.
Yeah.
Took my cannula out, was about to send me home, and then the doctor's like running after me in the corridor. You've got to stay in for 4 weeks, antibiotics every 4 hours. You're not allowed to leave your room. Done.
Oh, and I remember that. And then Lily like was getting so fed up of four walls, I can imagine.
I sneaked out.
And it was a scary time. You sneaked out and we had food in Cambridge, didn't we?
And when I went into labour, like months after, the midwife was like, they used to tell me that you would sneak out and you'd come back with like a home-based bag. There was no way I was staying in that hotel room. Yeah, because I brought my pyjamas. You know, you and Scott got me pyjamas from TK Maxx.
Yeah.
And then Scott brought them in the home base bag. So I was like the escapee. There's no way I was staying in that hospital room.
Absolutely not. And that was a scary time, I think. Because it was very kind of like, you don't normally, I suppose, expect your friend to be stuck in a hospital room for 4 weeks. And you were quite, how far pregnant were you then?
So I just got back from Ibiza, so I was like 23, nearly 24 weeks. But listeria crosses the placenta and does infect the baby. So they were trying to find an antibiotic that would treat me, but also treat Nelly. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it went from being quite a nice risk-free pregnancy to thanks to my salad and fitting in my wedding dress.
Basically, guys, moral of the story, don't eat healthy
don't
when
eat
you're pregnant.
Don't eat the salad. Don't
eat
worry if you can't fit into your wedding dress. Who cares?
Exactly.
But yeah, the salad out of all things.
Yeah.
I didn't even think. I think like brie, seafood, that sort of thing, pastrami, salami, that's not salad.
No. And who the hell's eating swordfish, by the way?
And they thought,
on the pregnancy thing, don't eat swordfish, don't eat shark. I'm like, yeah, because I was really thinking about having that for lunch.
They even thought I might have malaria. I was like, I've been to Ibiza. But fine. Honestly,
they are, it's an interesting situation going to the doctors when you're pregnant, I think. I think mum's intuition is the strongest.
We were literally saying this on the car on the way here.
Under the car.
But I do think, like, when it's your first baby, the midwives, not all of them, but they see it's first baby and they can brush things
massively.
And women, like, think, I'm not going to go in because I don't want to annoy the person that rings me on the phone that's asking me the 20,000 questions. oh, am I being annoying? But you're not being annoying.
Not at all. Absolutely not. And I've always said that, like, nobody's intuition is stronger than a mother's.
No.
Even on your first baby, like, even on your first. And I think, so me and Lily, we did hypnobirthing, both of us did the same course, didn't we? Which, of course, like we all say, for one, you're not getting hypnotized. I feel like everyone thinks you're, like, go to some shrink or something. Yeah. And they're like, I'm going to hypnotize you, that birth is not okay.
That'd be nice.
Yeah, but it's literally not like that. Like, no, you just learn so much about your body and the strengths of your body and how natural birth is. But we also know that things don't ever go perfect, aka you got listeria and then it became more of a high-risk pregnancy for you, right?
And I wanted to go to the, what's it called? It's like not birthing from home, but it's like, it's a birth centre.
The birth centre.
Not on delivery unit, but they wouldn't let me go down there because of...
Is that non-consultative? Like, they
it's literally just midwife-led, and they just pop in and out.
Yes.
I really wanted to go down there, and they said to me, it's not advisable that you do go down there. So I stayed up on delivery unit, ended up having a bit of an induction to try and speed things up. Had an epidural, was not what I wanted, but she came out safe, healthy.
Exactly.
She cried.
All you can ask for.
It's all I can ask for.
100%.
Whereas yours was amazing.
Yeah, but you know what's so funny? It made me die. Do you remember when I was walking along, because everyone knows the curb stepping?
Yes.
And I was curb stepping, and I remember I said to you, oh, I've got really bad pain. You went, Sophia, if you're finding that painful now,
you're going
to
be
till you get a contraction. And I was thinking, I'm not going to be able to do this. Even though I'd done the hypnobirthing like you did, and we were both kind of in a very positive space with it, but I was like, I went in with no plan. I remember saying to my midwife, I do not want a plan, because you don't know what's going to happen. So don't let me say anything. I don't want to have a plan about it. I'm just going to go with whatever happens. And I think the main big takeaways that I took from hypnobirthing was sweeps, which I don't think many women realise that you can literally request for as many times before they then feel it's necessary to intervene.
Yeah.
And I think I'm glad that I knew that when I went in. And some of the midwives were surprised that I knew about that when I declined an induction, because a long story short, but basically as I got further into my pregnancy, they would do a scan of Lila. And they told me she was measuring 8.2 pounds. Do you remember that?
I just sipped on my drink.
Slurped.
Yeah, 8.2 pounds. You were like...
And I choked, literally, because I was like, you literally, oh, Sophia, like, she's going to be 6 pounds something. She's going to be tiny, da 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 da. And we were like, yeah, probably. And then she was like, yeah, so at like 36 weeks, she's measuring about 8.2 pounds. And I was like, come again? I said, sorry, did you say 8.2 pounds?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
She was like, yeah, I died. And I remember sending you a voice note like, guys, I am crying right now because I cannot believe this.
Nelly here? She was here.
Yeah. I could not get my head around it because Nelly was 8.7 pounds.
Seven.
Yeah. So I was like, and that was at birth. And she, by the way, Nelly came on her due date, which was a day before your birthday.
Day before my birthday.
Which was like, she was basically saying, Mum, I do not want to share a birthday with you.
Well, I had to share my wedding with her. So I was like, let's not be sharing birthdays, by the way.
I'm about to share my wedding dress with you, bitch. I'm about to share everything with you.
Too right.
Give me my birthday.
Honestly.
So I was like, no, there is no way she's measuring 8.2 pounds. And anyway, do not trust any of the scans they give you at the end of it when it comes to measuring. They can basically see the child's belly button on the screen and that's it. But anyway, she tried to tell me at 40 weeks, Lala still hadn't come yet. I'd had a couple of sweeps. And she said, she's 7.4 pounds. And then that frozen anomaly. So they were like, you need to have an induction or a C-section. She's going to be too big. And I thought, no.
Hang on. They went from saying she was 8.2 pounds
to 7.4 pounds. So then, of course, it froze the thing of, is she growing right? But then I said on the scan, you said my placenta is powering through fine. Her amniotic fluid levels is perfect. So as a mother, I thought, so she's moving loads. So I thought, just if there's nothing else, I'm going to leave it for now. I don't want any intervention. And I think if a lot of mums, and I do feel sorry for all of us as new mums, because I think if you don't do the initial research, like you don't even do hypnobirthing, and like I said earlier, hypnobirthing just tells you so much about your body, then I think I would have just been like, okay, fine. And then I probably would have ended up in an
emergency C-section
because it was like, you know, your body's just in complete panic mode. You were ready, at least, when they were giving you the induction, your body was ready to do it.
Yeah.
But if they were doing it when they said, there was no way. Like, she just wasn't ready to come. And so I think if I didn't know what I knew, then that would have happened.
Mm.
Had another sweep. TMI, definitely the sex does work. It's rubbish at that stage. Like, no one wants to have sex at 4 weeks.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God,
but
no.
It does work.
It's like, what position do you get in?
Doggy, that's it.
Yeah.
doggy, then you feel the move, but you're like, stop.
Also, let's just talk about how horny men are around pregnant women.
I know.
Definitely. I think I had more sex when I was pregnant than I have now.
Agreed. Hallelujah.
How weird. I think it's a thing. I think they see you pregnant and the attraction just...
They do.
They're like, oh my God, you're nurturing my baby.
I loved it. And I thought, oh, really? I was like, I felt like a freaking whale.
Just do what you gotta do.
Yeah. And then and the worst thing is, and I'm sure other people can relate to this, when your baby suddenly moves, you're like, no.
Get off.
No. Am I hurting her?
Yeah.
Like, I remember you always used to say that. You were like, no, I feel like I'm hurting Lily. I cannot. Like, just get out.
Yeah. Oh, I found that
get
difficult.
Get out. But that
but
did,
it works.
It did really work. And I... When people tell you, when midwives tell you, your waters will never break like a film.
Yours did.
Mine was a film. I ruined my mum's rug in the living room. That was thrown right
it
out.
It scared you though, didn't it?
It
because
did.
You didn't expect that.
So I followed my hypnobirthing and I remember I woke up in the middle of the night and I was like, I feel like I'm dreaming that I'm in pain. And then I remember going, nope, this is definitely a bit of pain. So I remember waking Deck up and then I rang the midwife and she was like, okay, I would advise getting in the bath and see whether they get worse or better. And if they get better, they're probably fake. Yeah. So I was like, okay, fine. So I remember getting in the bath and Deck was like, I'm gonna get in the bath for you at 3 a.m. It might even have been 2:30. And I remember taking a picture, I showed you, my nose was the most swollen thing I have ever seen in my life. It was so big and I was sat in the bath and we started playing that stupid game. You know, you go, I went to the shop and I bought A for apple, B. Deck was like,
Deck didn't know how to play the game.
Deck was like, this is not how you play it, that you say what I said. I was like, yes, you're supposed to remember what goes in the basket. And then I remember saying, no, this is getting like quite more intense than it was 10 minutes ago. So then I remember ringing my mum because I had my mum in there, guys, which I know is maybe a bit of a controversial conversation because some people would be like, why don't you want to just have it as you and your other half? But my mum's a Pilates teacher and she's very chilled.
Yes.
And so I thought it might just keep me sane because I can be a bit of a panicker. So I rang my mum, I go over there at 4 a.m. and I was just labouring. I then eventually at some point halfway through the morning when it got a bit later in, I used the...
TENS machine.
Yeah, and that was my best friend.
And then it ran out of battery.
Yeah, but when I was doing the TENS machine, I was eating a five chicken select meal, which I was like, what is going on? Like,
you were getting all the, what's it called, calories and energy.
Exactly. I was like, give me my chicken selects. Come on, Lily. He's like, take these down, girl. Get ready for it. And then my TENS machine died. And that was quite intense.
And I lent you it, didn't I? And me and Scott were on a spa for the day and Deck text being like, guys, where's the charger? And I was like, shit.
Yeah. So my mum was ringing around every pharmacy and she was like, have you got one in stock? Because they normally order them in.
Yes.
Tesco's went, yep, we've got one. And I remember mum going, Deck, because Deck was already driving around at this point. She was like, Deck, go to Tesco's, they've got one.
Oh my God.
So I was there. And to be fair, I was okay. Like, yes, it was painful, but I was using the exercise ball and I was doing my breathing. And I'm not going to lie, it sounds so cliche, but breathing works.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you breathe into it, like your body just relaxes more. If you're trying to be tense against it, it's like,
no way.
So I went back on it, and then I remember I just rolled into a contraction, and all of a sudden, bang, like it sounded like a freaking balloon.
Pop.
The amount of water that came out was unbelievable. Like, and I think because I was expecting it to just
trickle.
I literally went into shock. But of course, when your waters break, the contractions are like, they ramp up.
Yeah.
So I was in total shock and I started crying. And then I remember that was the real waddle.
Yeah.
I was like waddling.
Get me to the hospital.
Yeah, through to the Jasmine ward, like waddling through because I had a different hospital to Lily. And I got up there and I remember them saying to me, bearing in mind, before they popped, they'd sent me home already. Remember, I was only like 2 centimetres.
Yeah.
And I was like,
for God's sake.
I've been labouring for like freaking since 2 a.m. till 11 o'clock. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
She was like, cervix is favourable with your 2 centimetres. Went back. Then my waters popped. Then I went back to the hospital. But I had already seen that the fluid in my pad a little bit was like yellow, which already I was like, oh God, what the hell does that mean? And they did say to me that she'd pooed, which I knew straight away from speaking to meconium. I was like,
shit,
like, is this really dangerous? So then I got really upset. And normally, and I'd only got to 3 centimetres, by the way, guys. So from 11 till 2, I'd only done 1 centimetre more. And I was like, this is a joke. So anyway, I just breathed and they said, look, we're going to take you down to labour ward at 3. They don't admit you till 4 normally, do they? And I remember going down and I thought, thank God. And I was in there and I was trying to do my thing of like, being on the floor and being all fours and being on the ball, and I had the wireless straps around my belly, you know, the green and the pink. And they just could not pick Lila up. And Lila was fine, and they just couldn't pick her up. And they said the worst thing you want to hear when you've done hypnobirthing is you've got to get on the bed.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't want to get on the bed. Like, I don't want to, because I know this is not going to help me. Anyway, I laid on my side the entire time, and I just remember puffing through the gas and air, like, mooing through the tube.
I didn't get to try that.
It's unbelievable. Like, I've never done drugs in my life, guys, but that was, like... And I was mooing through the tube, like, literally. And the one bit I remember, which Deck and my mum had to remind me of, was at one point the midwife said to me, Sophia, when you come off the tube, can you just take a normal breath when you're not having a contraction? I was like, no.
No way.
It's too good. And then I was so high at one point, the Deck said to me, I literally missed my whole mouth of the tube. I was like this. But overall, I breathed through it, and I birthed her. She came out to Bob Marley, and my mum had that neon thing going around with the lemon. It's going to be all right. Exactly.
Scott used to sing that to Lily when he changed her.
Yeah, I remember. Which is so weird, because Lila came out to
that song.
She came out, and she didn't even make a noise. And I was just, I didn't even cry, because I think I was so in shock when you birth. You feel like, almost like euphoric. Like, you're like, what the hell just happened?
Yeah.
But... perfect. But she was nearly 9 pounds, guys. So my midwife was not wrong when she said 8 pounds two. But she was tiny, wasn't she?
She was. When she said nine pounds, I was like, how? Because she didn't look big. Whereas when Nelly came out, again, me and Scott didn't cry.
She was unreal.
We were in shock. I was like, what the is this? This is a toddler. Her feet, we need to insert a picture of her feet or something.
Yeah.
I was like... Scott was also like, oh my God, what is this creature? And he will say it now. We were literally in shock at the size of her.
It's such a surreal moment, though.
Massive.
When you said
she was 8'7".
We've got a Rogers Clan group chat, which we will talk to you about as to how our friendship, what's the word? Blossomed.
Yes.
Blossomed, transpired. But you sent a picture of her in. I was like... like, my internals, I couldn't explain to you the feeling, because all of a sudden you actually see this little human that we've been talking about for nine months, and your best friends have just, like, hello. Like, she was literally there. I was like, stop. And she was such a bruiser. Like, she looked unreal. She was lovely, like, and chunky and just... And then, when I remember when I sent you a picture of Lila on the scales, she looked massive.
Yeah.
She looked like she'd been eating for months.
She did. But then when she was in clothes, she just... Tiny.
I remember I had to go to Morrison's and buy a tiny baby, and I was like, this kid's 9 pounds. Yeah. Like, but I suppose, with every baby again, like, when you think about it, even, like, at 10 pounds... people can absolutely just naturally birth a 10-pounder, but that 10-pounder could just be, it's weighty, but they're small.
Yeah.
It could be long, but they're... Do you know what I mean? So I think when you first ever have a baby, you're like, oh my God. Like,
see, Nelly was quite long.
Yeah.
She was.
Yeah.
Like, I remember squeezing her into this bloody outfit. You know, you pack your bag and it's like, this is the going home outfit. You put it in a special bag so that the guy doesn't touch it. Because this is... And I put her in it and I was like, Christ, them feet are literally at the end, but you are going to fit in that. In your car seat. But I now look back at that outfit and go, I don't like that. Why is that? I look at it and I go...
But you get tunnel vision, don't you?
Yeah.
I feel like when you just have a newborn, you get tunnel vision. You're like, oh.
Now I would just put them in white.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Lila in white? Yeah.
Well, I had the tiny... No, so we got those matching sets from Next that was, like, the really cute... It was, like, a white baby grow with tiny little pink and green flowers.
Yes.
Then it's the little rabbits, baby pink rabbits.
Oh, yeah.
They were so cute. But then other than that, yes, because the other story was when I first got pregnant, I was like, I'm having a boy. Because you were having a girl.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm convinced I've got to be having a boy, because everyone we knew is having girls, weren't they? And we were like, no, someone's got to throw an anomaly.
Yeah.
And then I went, the first things that I bought when I was about 20 weeks, I remember I just bought beige stuff. Do you remember?
Yeah.
So I had a whole beige wardrobe and I was really expecting this boy. I'd like manifested this boy. And then I remember doing our gender reveal and was it you that was convinced I was having a girl, or Scott?
I knew you were having a girl, but I... By the way, can we just talk about... Sorry.
Oh no.
Sophia's baby shower. I'm literally crying. Soph was like, and she wasn't playing tricks on us, she was genuinely serious, but no one listened. She was like, what did you say? You were like, people are going to wear the colour. For some reason, me and Scott thought people were going to turn up in the colour that they thought for my baby shower that they thought she was going to have. We walk in, everyone's in beige. Scott's in a bright pink T-shirt.
For my gender reveal. Yeah. I was thinking that. I was like, did he turn up in pink to my shirt?
No, for her gender reveal, I was in a blue dress. And Scott's like, did no one else get the memo? You're all in beige. And then you had the girl, but I found that so funny. And he asked Rodney if he could borrow a coat from his car to cover his pink.
Yeah, but then I said to him, so good that you wore bright pink, because how shocked was I?
So shocked.
My reaction was like the best on video to probably clip that in.
You turned round and then as it popped, you looked back and you were like,
What
is the hell?
Is that pink confetti?
But I just cannot get over that. Me and Scott were like the two twats in the colours. And everyone else was in
like beige.
White.
I genuinely hadn't set anything.
No.
I was like, just turn up in whatever.
Where did we get this colour thing from? It must have been Scott.
I feel like a lot of people do that though. Like they're like, come in what you think. Do you know what I mean?
By the way, I was also pregnant and I was like, nothing fits me. I'm going to have to wear this dress. And just hope for the best. And then, everyone was in beige.
You looked lovely. And we had...
Scott was in a trench coat. Trench coat. Not trench.
He drenched the coat over his bright pink T-shirt.
That was so funny. But Sophia was convinced she was having a boy.
I was. I genuinely did think. I was like, 100%. And I feel like Lily just pretended that she was like, I'm going to go along with this and just see that Soph's having a boy. But you knew I was having a girl. And that was... I suppose this takes us back to... are very, like, almost like, we say we're family, don't we? There's a friendship side of it, but it's very much like family because we have a bit of an unusual situation.
Yeah, we're not all related, don't worry.
No, it's not incestuous in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
Even though people would think that.
But yeah.
So Declan and Scott are the OGs.
Yeah.
I'm sure people listening that know us will know Declan and Scott.
Yeah.
People that don't. Welcome to get to know Declan and Scott. They are 4 years apart. So my other half is 4 years older than Scott, which is why they could get away with being brothers.
Yes.
They look extremely similar.
Yeah.
They're turkey teeth twats.
Yes, they are.
They are turkey teeth twats. Yeah. And they unusually have the same last name. And by the way, it's not even like a surname like Smith. It's Rogers.
Yeah, and it's spelled the same. It's not got a D in it.
Yeah,
it's just a G.
No D, just R-O-G-E-R-S, right? And so me and Lily met through, I suppose, them being best friends and us getting with them in New Year's when we were basically teenagers, skinny as hell, living our best life.
Living our best lives.
And I think... naturally, we just are like the same person. We're both Capricorns, aren't we? You're beginning of January, I'm a Christmas baby.
Yeah.
And we just clicked. And I think from that point onwards, it was like, it was weird. Like, it was like, when you just click with a friend, but then you have that friendship where it's like, you laugh at anything, you're so TMI. There is no secret.
What, me?
Both of us.
Yeah.
There is no secrets between us whatsoever. There is no mystery. If me and Lily were in a relationship, there is no mystery.
No.
We go to the toilet together.
No.
We, even pregnancy, we were like, sorry, can you tell me, does this look like my mucus plug?
Yeah. I've lasered her vagina, by the way.
Yes.
So there's nothing...
Let me tell you, I don't have a designer vagina anymore, though.
No.
That came straight back when you got pregnant.
But people literally ask us if Lila and Nelly are twins.
Yeah.
And then sometimes we get asked if we're sisters.
Yeah. Like, how many times? But the biggest thing is, are Deck and Scott brothers? And obviously, our girls are the same surname, so they could absolutely get away with being
cousins.
And
they look very similar.
And they do look really similar. We'll have to put a picture in.
Yeah.
Because it's weird. Like, it's actually... And, like, I think we probably didn't see it at first, because obviously they look so different as they transition. But as they've got bigger now, like, they've got exactly the same hair colour.
Yeah.
They've both got blue eyes. Yeah. They've both got the same sort of structure on their face.
Noses.
Their lips are unbelievable, and we've got full lip envy for both of them.
Yeah.
They sound the same,
don't
they?
Yeah.
It's just that Nelly's got a bit more height than Lila.
Yes.
Lila's dink.
Literally.
Nelly's tall. Yeah. You've got quite tall. Well, Scott's side's not, though. No. Well, you know what's weird as well?
My family are, like, in their 6 foot, the men in my family.
Yeah. Whereas Scott and Deck actually literally come from, like, Minions.
Minions. Yeah, they do.
But they're both, they're, like, a decent height.
Yeah.
Which is what I find so ironic.
I know. But I literally, now they're older and they've got, like, more hair than, you know, it's like...
Not the men,
twins.
By the way, have got more hair.
Oh, yeah, Nelly and Lila.
The girls.
Deck and Scott have got less hair. But remember when we went to Wagamama's, not Wagamama's, what's it called, on the corner in Cambridge? Itsu, something like that. Wasabi. Nando's.
Wasabi.
We went in Wasabi. I got my food and then I sat with Nelly and Lila and then Sophie was getting hers. And the guy in the restaurant came over and was like, twins. I was like, didn't give me a chance to say anything. And he went, that's the girl, pointed to Lila, and that's the boy, pointed to Nelly. And I was like, she's in pink. Oh. I mean, I know boys can wear pink. I'm not going to get into that topic. But I was like, she's a girl.
Yeah, and you can so tell that Nelly's a girl. Like, but I think people just see... But then it's like...
But that happened more than once. Boy, they are twins, boy and girl.
Yeah, but then I probably think it's probably just because Lila had longer hair. Because Lila had born with a full head
you
of dark hair.
You could tie her hair up at like 12 weeks.
Yeah. Do you remember when I first put it in a little pineapple and I sent it and you were like, oh my God. But now Nelly's is exactly the same. Like, they literally wear it in these big pineapples and they've looked so similar ever since you've done Nelly's hair.
Yeah.
Wild. But I think people see different things. Like, I would not think when we go out, it's like they look like, we look so like sisters and they look so like twins, but people see that.
Yeah.
They absolutely do look totally similar.
They do.
But you know when people are literally like convinced they're like they're twins, right? And I'm like,
no.
And me and Dec got a taster the other week because we had Nelly, didn't we? We looked after Nelly for the day with Lila, so me and Dec were like, oh, we're going to have a taste of two kids. Actually, twins. They're twins. Literally 10 weeks apart. And I remember taking her around and I knew straight away when I'd go into the soft play, people were going to be like, they're twins, right?
Yeah.
Every time. Even feeding them, they're twins. I was like, no, this one's actually my
best
friend.
At this point, we're just going to say yes.
Yeah, that's it, fine. I apparently had sex with Scott or you had sex with Declan.
Imagine. That's normal in our household. I know we said we're not incestual, but we swing.
Clearly.
I'm joking, we don't.
Keys in a bowl. Although, apparently, we don't know where our kids come from.
We do sometimes joke and be like, let's do wife swap, just for like...
100%.
Soph and Scott together, chaos in the house, and 100%. Then me and Dec, the tidies.
Yeah.
Although, I think Scott's more tidy than me now.
Really?
Yeah. He's a bit more OCD than I am. Oh. As I've had Nelly, I've begun to be a bit more like, meh.
You just do, though, don't you?
What did your mum say about she doesn't trust houses that are spotless?
No. A tidy home is not a trusted home in terms of something's not right if you've got kids and your house is like a freaking show home.
Yes.
Like, and I mean this with respect. It is no disrespect to anyone that is super uber clean and manages to have their house spotless with kids.
24/7.
But I just think, you putting your time into your kids if your house is more spotless? Because kids make mess. We all know they make mess.
We just hide it when they go to sleep.
Yeah, and you just have to surrender to that. Like, they are not going to be babies for long. I know it's so cliche to say, but I think when I look now and I think we've got an 18-month-old and a 16-month-old between us, how did that happen?
I know.
Where? Like, how? In what world? I look back and I think, but then, you know what's really sad? And I do wish, you know when people say that, I wish you could bottle up certain moments. I can't remember what it's like to cuddle Lila as a newborn.
No.
But, you know, you don't remember that feeling of, like...
you ask them now, they're like, no, for a cuddle.
No. Literally.
But as a newborn, yeah.
Oh. You know when you can't even remember the feeling and you can't remember what it was to be in that moment of, like, you can't picture how small they were. You can see pictures, but you just wish that you could physically have that feeling still.
Because it goes so quick.
Yeah.
And I remember people would say that to me and I'd be like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
But
and someone said to me at soft play yesterday, they picked Lila up because I met this girl, she had a lovely son or whatever. She went, oh, she's still got the newborn smell. I was like, what?
No, she's just clean.
I was like, yeah, but I was like, I can't, you know, like when someone goes in your house and like your washing smells lovely.
Yeah,
and I'm like,
yeah.
I can't smell it for Adam. Like, I cannot smell my own washing.
No.
And someone comes in, you're like, really? She said that. And I was like, I can't smell her like that. But then I was like, I can't even remember what that smells like.
No.
Like, what does that even, that whole new, like, milky smell? And then that, yeah.
Now they've got bloody chocolate around their chops and cheesy necks and sweaty and baked beans down the front.
Painted hands.
Yeah.
Who can even wear white these days? I don't even know why I try. So, not being rude holding my phone, because we've got some questions in a minute to answer, but why... Mumversations for the listeners or people that are going to be listening to this, and by the way, we appreciate you if you are listening to it as our first episode. I think for me personally, and I think we've spoken about this a lot, like I feel like going through life, even without kids, like just being a woman in this day and age, but especially when you become a mum, There's podcasts out there, don't get me wrong, but I don't feel like there's ever been a podcast where it's authentically coming from two normal mums that aren't famous. We've never been on TV.
That's so true.
We've never ever got any like kind of clout from anything else. No. Nobody really knows who we are, except for the people that know us from where we live, or your clients or people I work with.
Yeah.
Nobody knows who we are. And I think the whole kind of point around that is not to try and now suddenly get clout from doing a podcast, but it's more so that people can actually look at it and go, Lily and Sophia are just normal young mums doing mum life. And actually the struggle is real.
Yes.
The shit, excuse my French, that you go through is real, and that we're doing it in real time. And it's not a sense of like it's come from, look, we're going through struggles, but we've got an endless pot of money and we're famous and we've got links X, Y, and Z. And it's no disrespect to any influencer or famous person that are doing podcasts, but you've already got a platform to stand on.
Yeah.
That's the thing. So it's like people are going to engage because you've already got that platform. Who are we though? We're nobodies.
And also, like, I truly every day think that, like, without being cringe, like, I'm so lucky that I've got a friend like you that is so honest about everything, and we can have these conversations. So we have mum conversations every single day.
Yeah.
But I also appreciate that for some people, their friends aren't pregnant. They might have already had children. You might not have someone that's in your circle that is going through the same thing as you. And it can be really, really lonely. So we want you to feel like you can talk to us.
Yeah. You're not alone.
You're not alone. And I know that's like, but it's not
No.
Because you feel so alone when you have a baby. But I've always been able to go, let me text Soph.
Oh, and same for me.
Let's go around for a coffee.
Yeah.
Or you can just be honest and go, oh, today's a shit day.
100%. And you realise, like, you make time for who you want to make time for when you've had a baby.
Yeah.
And I can't even sometimes go a week without being like, Lils, are you about?
Yeah.
Can we see each other for a coffee? I miss you.
Yeah.
Like, and it does sound cringe, but it's like, I'm not being funny. When you're going through it together and you're raising girls together, one thing that I feel so blessed about, and I know there's so many people that don't have that, and you might be going through it alone, but this is for you to feel like you can grab a cuppa and you can kind of engage with us.
Yeah, just sit and listen to it.
And just feel like, oh, actually, they get
it. I feel like that, and I've been through that, and my friend's telling me that her baby is perfect, but I know that's not true because these girls are real.
Yeah. Like, exactly. It's like, oh, this person's telling me their relationship's perfect or whatever. And
bollocks.
It's like,
I'm sorry.
Bollocks. Absolute bollocks. It's just not true.
Not when you've had a baby.
No way.
Everyone can adapt. And if your relationship is perfect and your husband's perfect, I'd be questioning whether they've got a child with someone else and they've been through this shit before and they know what buttons to press and what buttons not to press.
That's so true. Isn't they've it? Already done it, yeah.
They've done it.
I've got a side piece somewhere sitting in the background.
Literally.
But it is. I think that was our kind of drive and motivation to do this because I feel like we've got something very unique in terms of our friendship, our kind of like our sisterhood, our girls are so close in age, our men have been best friends for a long time.
Yeah.
The weird thing about having the same last name kind of ties us in.
Yeah.
But I think we thought we need to kind of lean on that because I feel like it could benefit so many other people.
100%.
To you feel like you're in a circle. And we want you to, you know, engage with us, don't we? We want your stories. We want to know more about you guys as well. And I think it's just like making a safe space for people that are... For anybody. But it will probably help, especially people that just feel like I'm doing this on my own.
Yeah.
You know? Or if your partner's not there anymore, like sometimes things like that happen where you just feel like I've got no one to reach out to. But yeah, so that was the idea behind Mumversations. And just like Lily said earlier, it is a Mumversation. It's a conversation,
chat,
but it's a
Mumversation.
Yeah, exactly. So... that takes me on to, I'm going to ask you a question now, Lils.
Okay, fine. Quick fire.
Hot take. Quick fire round. Right. One thing that no one tells you about motherhood.
One thing that no one tells you about motherhood.
Well, yeah. Or like something you feel like no one told you and then you've had Nelly and you're like, how come you didn't fucking tell me this?
Oh my God. This first question has stumped me.
Really?
Maybe I could flip it a bit and say that actually, when you're pregnant, people tell you a lot. Oh, you're going to be tired. Oh, you're not going to sleep. Oh, they're really difficult at this age.
That's so true.
They're really difficult at that age. And yeah, it is difficult at times, but it's fine. You will be fine. These people that dramatise and absolutely fearmonger
catastrophize
everything. These poor women like me that were pregnant and it's their first baby, and they fear you into their labour story, and they fear you into how dreadful you. It's like, wow, we're vulnerable. Just tell us that we're going to be fine. And to listen to a podcast like this, so if they're not feeling fine, we can be like, listen, it'll pass.
100%.
It's so not helpful for people to go, oh, you don't know what you're getting yourself into.
Do you know what my one is? They do not tell you, and we can come on to this in another episode because I think it's really important to talk about, but they do not tell you how mentally hard breastfeeding is.
Yeah.
You just think your baby's just going to suddenly go, whoop.
Yeah, on.
And I'm saying this from coming from doing, I'm still breastfeeding now. And by the way, another controversial thing for me, because I remember when I was pregnant, I was like, there is no way I'm going past 6 months. There is no way when she has teeth, I'm going to continue. And it's really weird what happens in your journey. But I just think they do not tell you enough. Actually, you don't get the support for it, which we spoke about a lot.
Yeah.
And it's not easy.
No.
It's not, it does not come, it is natural, but it's not. Like, it's natural, but you're learning just as much as your baby is when they're born. And I cannot believe how hard it was.
Yeah.
And so I think that's one thing that no one ever tells you, because either they haven't done it themselves.
Well, the midwife goes, how do you want to feed your baby? Breastfeed, a bottle feed, breast. Okay, there you go. There's your boob, there's your nipple. Done, off you go.
And then you go home and suddenly it's the most painful thing ever. And you're like, what is going on? What am I doing wrong? You know, so yeah, that's a huge one. But we will definitely cover that in another episode.
Yeah.
So that's one thing for me. Right. Weirdest mum guilt moment.
Weirdest mum guilt moment.
Yeah. Like a strange moment where you felt, should I have got mum guilt in that moment? But it's fine.
Probably having sex.
That was gonna be my one.
Let's be honest. They're next to you. They're in their cot. Like, sometimes they wake up. Sometimes they start making movements that they shouldn't be making.
Oh, my
that,
God.
That is, yeah. Were you going to say the same thing?
Yeah, the mum guilt moment of when you suddenly start seeing them move and you're like, oh, my God, have you been watching me do? Yeah. Or you just feel like, is this appropriate?
Should we be? Shouldn't we be? Do we lock her in our room? No.
No, exactly. Yeah, that is.
And you don't get time. So if that moment is, right, come on, we're going to do it, you just got to do it.
Got to do it.
And now she'll just walk off and start playing with her dollies.
Exactly.
But at the start, I was like, oh, my God.
She'll walk off and play with her dollies. We were leaving you to it.
Co-sleeping, so it's like, just put her there.
Yeah.
She's safe.
Oh, exactly.
Go with this
one. That's another one. People absolutely hone in on you when you're pregnant and say, never co-sleep, never co-sleep, never co-sleep, never put them in your bed. You're going to make a rod for your own spine.
Yeah. Back.
These are my blonde moments. Rod for your own spine, rod for your own back.
But yeah, co-sleeping, you can do it safely, so.
Yeah, but we'll cut. Another episode to come, guys, if you're wanting to listen to that one.
Next question.
Okay, best baby buy under £20 these days is pretty hard, so I'll just go with best baby buy.
Well, I mean, best baby buy, we would, well, I know we both really say the same thing, that baby Bajon bouncer.
The simplest ergonomic design, yet it was the best thing ever.
But also, Soph, I've not been to them because I work on Sundays, but Soph goes to these, like, what is it on a Sunday?
Oh, they're called Mum to Market. So they're so good because, like, the thing is,
they're not in stuff for long, are they?
No. I think everyone has a different perception. Like, okay, so I'm the queen of Vinted.
Yeah, she is.
And I love Vinted. Like, because I think, like you just quite rightly said, they grow out of things in an instant. And I just think, like, even the baby Bjorn bouncers, they retail at like £200, which, by the way, guys, they are the simplest design.
Yeah.
They are amazing, but I don't think they're worth over £200.
No.
And I bought mine on Vinted for like £70.
Yeah, and you helped me find one.
Yeah. And I remember I was like, best buy ever.
Because we both brought them fancy bloody swing things that like £170.
Yeah.
And neither of ours would go in it, would
never
they?
Used it.
I think Lila probably went in hers a little bit longer than Ellie.
A few times.
But them bouncer things.
They just...
Baby Bijon.
I remember I could just leave her in there and go and have a shower. That was a win.
Yeah.
That was an absolute win for me.
Yeah.
And you, it was like, you can get in the shower. Have a shower. Really?
Yeah.
Can I have a shower? And obviously your other half's not there, so... You know, but I definitely would rate those. But in terms of like the mum to mum markets, that are, they're held all over the country.
Didn't you get your travel cot from there?
Yeah, Nuna.
Nuna one.
50 quid.
Yeah.
And it was like basically brand new. Like people
it was like
giving...
a granny, wasn't it, that had it for her grandkids and they'd hardly been in
yeah.
it.
Yeah. They're like literally giving it away, like literally. And I just think, why not? It's so good for the earth to recycle.
Yeah.
But also I just think you don't need to spend the money that it retails at. Mm-hmm. There's so many ways to get baby stuff. I mean, there's certain things that like I wouldn't necessarily buy certain things secondhand because I would get a bit funny about like
yeah,
like
yeah.
mattresses or like different yeah, things yeah. like that. But I think, yeah, it was like pretty much brand new. It was so good.
Yeah.
So yeah, absolutely rate those places to get best baby buys under 20 quid because yeah. you absolutely will.
Yeah.
Take 20 quid to a mum's mum market, you'd come those. Back with like 100 Always. Items. Yeah, literally. Yeah, I think in terms of our little quick fire round, that's the quick fire round. I think in terms of expectations from this podcast, I mean, we plan to cover pretty much everything that involves day-to-day life. This is kind of the start of it for us. And I think we want you to grow with us as we grow with Nelly and Lila.
Yeah.
Every stage, and as everyone will know, because everyone's at different stages, but every stage of motherhood is different.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there's things that we're going to come up against we have no idea about that you guys are listening will know about because you're yep. further through your motherhood journey.
Yeah, you can give us advice.
Yeah. And we're going to do some questions, some fire rounds, some. We're going to start asking some more questions on our Instagram for you guys to be more engaging.
Yeah.
Bring
on guests. You yes. got to meet Sophie's mum and dad. They are so funny.
And you want to meet the men that made it all.
Oh, God.
The Rogers men
yeah.
that made the freaking Sprogs that put us in this situation.
Literally 2 minutes of fun. Well, in Scott's case, 30 seconds of fun. And then we've got 9 months of hell. No, I'm joking, it's not hell.
And then they come out after 9 months looking like their dad. Please tell me how that's fair.
Yeah, I know.
But I think, yeah, overall, we're just going to be covering anything and everything that involves normal life. Just being women in general,
yeah.
just anything and everything really, and anything that you guys are going to find interesting, right?
Yeah. So if you've got any questions or topics and stuff you want us to cover, we've got an email address. So it's hello@mumversations.com.
Which we'll put a link.
Yeah.
And if you want to DM us or follow us on Instagram, it's Mumversations Podcast, simple yeah. as that.
Perfect.
And yeah, we look forward to the next episode, which is, teaser alert, basically the mum identity crisis.
Yeah.
Which I think is a big thing. And we definitely want to talk about this because I think your identity as a mum definitely changes who you are, but it doesn't reshape you.
Yes.
And I think people get stuck in feeling of, where have I gone?
Yeah.
And how do I find that again?
Yeah.
So tune in.
Tune in. Come back, please. Yeah. We love doing this.
Yeah, we do. We do. We love doing this. But yeah, mum identity crisis part 2. But thank you for listening.
And we'll see you next time.
Over and out.